Feliz Viernes, amigos. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. This podcast brought to you daily as a digest of the news events here in Arizona, as reported by our KJZZ news team. It is indeed Friday. We have made it. It is December the 12th. Let's get right to the news. A Republican state lawmaker is calling for Arizona's health department to roll back its guidance for hepatitis B vaccines following controversial changes at the CDC. Catherine Davis Young has more.
The CDC has long recommended all babies get a hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours of birth and then two more doses in the months after. But a CDC advisory panel this month said if mothers don't have the virus, they should discuss with their doctors whether to get the vaccine for the baby. The American Academy of Pediatrics called the change irresponsible, and the Arizona Department of Health Services said it will still recommend the shot for all newborns. But State Representative Lisa Fink says Arizona should align with federal guidance.
With parents, we should be able to, review and determine if this is safe for our children.
Fink says the state's stance is an outdated one-size-fits-all policy. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Maricopa County judge will decide whether a Trump-aligned law firm representing recorder Justin Heap in a lawsuit against the Board of Supervisors should be allowed to stay on the case. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky reports on that.
In June, D.C. nonprofit America First Legal filed a lawsuit on Heap's behalf in the ongoing fight between the recorder and Board of Supervisors over control of the county's elections. In court last week, Brett Johnson, a lawyer for County Attorney Rachel Mitchell, asked Judge Scott Blaney to take America First off the case. He argued that only Mitchell has the authority to appoint lawyers for county officials, and she did not sign off on the firm, which was founded by Trump advisor Stephen Miller. Johnson also claimed the firm's political nature should disqualify it from representing Heap.
It's not appropriate for a political legal organization to be representing a government official in their government duties.
Heap's attorney James Rogers argued that state law doesn't explicitly give county attorneys the sole authority to hire outside counsel for elected officials. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Tempe City effort to raise money for victims of the October microburst may soon pay out. As Jill Ryan reports, thousands of donations are on track to be distributed by the Tempe Community Action Agency.
The city, with the help of residents and other Arizonans, raised around $23,000 in what officials call flexible storm relief. The city's Tim Birch says the TCAA will be put in charge of disseminating the funds.
A lot of the federal and regional dollars are very technical as to what they can be applied for, how frequently, what they can be used for. These community flexible funds allows us to look at every family situation, see what the gaps are and how we can help them move forward.
More than 1,000 homes and businesses were damaged by the microburst. The city, Maricopa County, and Governor Katie Hobbs all declared a state of emergency for Tempe. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Julie Spilsbury's second term on the nonpartisan Mesa City Council came to an end last month. The lifelong Republican was defeated in a recall election engineered by right-wing activist group Turning Point USA. This was after she easily won re-election in 2024. Speaking with KJZZ's The Show, Spilsbury said she worries about the partisan influence of groups like TPUSA overshadowing the will of voters in local races.
We come up with better solutions to really complex issues when we have all the voices. And I don't think anything could be more harmful to our city than saying we want everyone to think the same way. Mm-hmm. There's no growth in that. There's no learning in that.
The full conversation with Spilsbury can be found at theshow.kjzz.org. Well, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors overhauled its zoning ordinance at a meeting on Wednesday. As Greg Hawney tells us, one major update is a change in how the county defines a data center.
Board Chair Thomas Galvin says the modernized ordinance was about 6 months in the making. Multiple municipalities, such as Phoenix, have addressed zoning for data centers in recent years as the facilities have come under greater public scrutiny. It's the first time data centers have been defined in county zoning rules, and it only allows for them to be built in some industrial areas.
You need to make sure that you're not having a detrimental impact on the area. Obviously, we don't want people to be data centers to be located near people or residential areas.
Galvin noted that county zoning only applies to unincorporated communities. Cities within Maricopa County can still set up their own laws dictating where the power-hungry facilities can be built. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A state lawmaker wants to ban fluoride in drinking water. From the politics team, here's Cameron Sanchez with more on that.
Republican Senator Janae Shamp introduced legislation to ban fluoride in public drinking water this week. That comes after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy called for states to ban fluoride earlier this year, citing a 2024 study showing a correlation between high fluoride levels and lower IQ in children. But that report studied much higher concentrations of fluoride than Arizona water contains. Since Kennedy's call to states, both Utah and Florida have banned it. Fluoride is found naturally in water and is restricted to a certain level in drinking water. Some cities, including Phoenix, add it to public water supplies and have done so for decades to prevent tooth decay. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The city of Mesa is looking to update ordinances that would change where e-bikes and e-scooters can be used. As Greg Hawney tells us, one would allow some e-bikes on sidewalks in city parks.
The new ordinances would, however, limit those e-bikes and scooters to only 5 miles per hour in parks. They would also be allowed on shared-use paths with a speed limit of 15 miles per hour. Class 3 e-bikes, which can go almost twice as fast, would be prohibited. A city document said they are looking into the changes as the use of electric bikes have become more popular and that the city has received requests to allow them in parks. Mesa City Council is expected to act on the proposed changes in mid-January. If approved, they would go into effect a month later. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, one of Arizona's five C's, cotton, has been hit hard by the trade wars, and it's welcoming help from the federal government to offset the loss of business from tariffs. According to the agriculture research group Farm Flavor, the cotton industry has lost more than $1 billion nationwide this year as exports have plummeted by nearly 90%. J.D. Roner is executive director of the Arizona Cotton Growers Association based in Tempe. She talks about how state growers have been affected.
It's a market that accounted for about 3 to 5 million bales of U.S. cotton, and that's fallen just this year to like a few thousand bales. So it's definitely detrimental to the cotton industry.
While cotton farmers welcome the Trump administration's $12 billion program to bridge the gap, Roner says they're not looking for a handout.
Growers aren't looking and asking for government assistance. They don't wake up in the morning and say, gosh, I wish I had a check from the federal government to really help me get across here. We want a fair market, not programs.
Roner says just about all of Arizona's cotton is sent overseas, and the excess crop is being held in storage facilities with additional cost to farmers. Well, Tucson-based conservationists are suing the federal government for putting President Trump's face on a yearly pass to enter national parks, including the Grand Canyon. Matthew Casey has more on that.
The pass covers all fees to enter public lands. In a new lawsuit, the Center for Biological Diversity accuses the Department of Interior of bucking federal law, requiring it to feature a yearly photograph contest winner. The group says the newest pass should have an image of Glacier National Park in Montana, but that photo was replaced with the faces of Trump and George Washington, then put on a more costly pass for non-residents instead. The lawsuit alleges the pass is being made into a partisan political platform. The Interior Department did not reply to a request for comment. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, basketball, after the most lopsided loss in franchise history, it's another day off for the Suns, who will next play Sunday hosting the Lakers. Phoenix's 49-point loss in Oklahoma City Wednesday knocked them out of NBA Cup competition. Football, the 3-2 Cardinals will try to salvage what's left of their season. They'll try to play spoilers Sunday in Houston against the 8-5 Texans. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's SUNUP, Arizona's Morning News Podcast, this Friday, December the 12th. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a great weekend, and we are back at you to do this again on Monday. We'll talk to you then.